こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. You're never there when I call you in Japan. Thank you very much for joining us.
じゃあ、キャットさん。
はい。
Please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use the verb いる and its polite form, います。
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place on the phone and it's between Madoka and Kent's father.
What level of Japanese are they speaking?
Madoka speaks formal Japanese, and Kent's father speaks informal Japanese. Okay, so now let's listen to the conversation.
はい、赤木です。
あ、マドカちゃん、ケントの父です。ケントいる？
今ちょっといません。
いないの？どこにいるの？
学校にいます。サッカーの練習中です。
あ、なるほど。じゃあケントの携帯に電話するね。
はい、お願いします。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はい。赤木です。
あ、まどかちゃん、ケントの父です。ケントいる？
今ちょっといません。
いないの？どこにいるの？
学校にいます。サッカーの練習中です。
あ。なるほど。じゃあ、ケントの携帯に電話するね。
はい、お願いします。
英語が入ります。
はい。はい、赤木です。
Yes, this is the Akagi residence.
あ、マドカちゃん、ケントの父です。
あ、マドカ？ It's Kent's dad.
ケントいる？
Is Kent there?
今ちょっといません。
Right now he's actually not here.
いないの？どこにいるの？
He's not there. Where is he?
学校にいます。
He's at school.
サッカーの練習中です。
He's in the middle of soccer practice.
あ、なるほど。
Ah, I see.
じゃあ、ケントの携帯に電話するね。
All right, I'll call his cell phone then.
はい、お願いします。
Yes, please do.
Remember, ケント君のお父さんは日本人、お母さんはイギリス人ですよね。
So, remember that Kent's father is Japanese, while his mother is English. So, I wonder what language they speak at home then.
どうだろう。I think Kent speaks to his father in Japanese. で、お母さんに英語?
So he speaks to his mother in English. I wonder if his mother can speak Japanese. Because if she can, then she joins the group of British females who can speak Japanese. And there's not that many of us, I've got to tell you. So it's interesting, you know,、ね、with half Japanese people, I wonder what language、yeah. they speak at home.
そうね。I have a half Japanese friend.、His parents both speak Japanese. So he speaks Japanese in their house. But...He said he can't use 敬語 at all.
Ah, he was never taught how to use polite language then?
No.
Well, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to see is...
いる
To be, animate, to exist.
いるいる
And next?
練習中
During practice, in the middle of practice.
で、練習中。
Next.
なるほど。
I see.
なるほど。なるほど。
And finally.
携帯。
Cell phone.
携帯。携帯。
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is 携帯
cell phone or mobile phone.
携帯 is short for 携帯電話 which means cell phone.
Right. 携帯 by itself originally means portable, as in something you can hold in your hand, but many people use it to mean cell phone or mobile phone in the same way that we might say cell or mobile in English.
Oh, so for example, you can say, I'll call you on the cell, like that?
Yes, in America you would say that. In the UK you'd say, I'll call you on your mobile.
It's the same in Japanese. 携帯に電話する。I'll call your cell.
Oh, and that's our next phrase, actually.
電話する。
To make a phone call.
We learned 電話。
Phone or phone call.
In an earlier lesson. Here, we're just adding する to make it into a verb. 電話する。
To make a phone call.
When you want to mention who you're calling, you use the particle に。For example, キャットに。電話する。
To call a cat. And the next word is?
なるほど。
I see. I get it. If someone explains something to you or makes something clear that, so that you finally understand, you can reply with なるほど.
This is really useful phrase, I think.
It really is. You use it all the time. When someone explains something to you, it's always なるほど、なるほど, like a sort of reply during the conversation to show you're listening.
That's right.
And the last word is?
中.
In the middle of or during.
This is used as a suffix.
Yes, when 中 is attached to a noun that indicates action, it means in the middle of something, in a certain state, during or while. Can we hear some examples?
Sure. 勉強 means study, which is also an action. So 勉強中
is in the middle of studying.
仕事 means work. So 仕事中
is in the middle of working.
So for example, cat...You and I are...
仕事中です。
That's right, in the middle of work.
In this lesson, we'll look at the usage of the verb いる, which is います in the polite form. いる is a verb that means to be or to exist. It's very similar to the verb ある that we studied in the last lesson, but note that いる only applies to animate objects, such as people and animals. The formation is also the same as ある.
Right. Animate object plus がいる。
When translated into English, it becomes there is, or often in the case of people, so-and-so is here. Or when talking about family members, I have. That's quite a lot of meanings. So let's do some examples.
ケントがいる。
Kent is here. It sounds like perhaps he's in the same room with you.
先生がいる。
The teacher is here. This also sounds like the teacher is with you.
Right.
How was いる used in this way in the dialogue?
Kent's father asked Madoka, Kent いる?
Is Kent there? When she said Kent wasn't there, his father then asked,
どこにいるの?
Where is he? This is a useful phrase to know, I think. Mm. If you're talking on the phone with a friend and trying to meet up with them, you can use this to find out exactly where they are.
Right. どこにいるの? Like, where are you right now?
Okay, so that's how we can use いる to talk about a person being somewhere.The other meaning is have when talking about family members or a significant other. For example,
弟がいる。
弟 means little brother. So this sentence means, I have a little brother.
彼氏がいる。
Remember that 彼氏 means boyfriend. So this means, I have a boyfriend.
じゃあ、how about your cat? 兄弟いる?
Oh, speaking of いる, this is a good question to know that Naomi-sensei just asked. You will probably get asked this a lot in Japan.
Yes.兄弟 means siblings, so 兄弟いる? Is a casual way to ask if someone has any siblings.
弟が二人いる。
弟が二人。So you have two younger brothers.
That's right, unfortunately. I'm kidding. So, Naomi-sensei は兄弟がいますか?
はい、います。弟がいます。
あ、so you also have a younger brother.
はい、そうです。
So you know how I feel.
You may remember this from past series, but いる in polite Japanese is います.
So we have いる and います, which mean to exist or to have when talking about animate objects or people.
Mm.
Now, let's look at how to make those negative.
For います, it's easy. You just change ます to ません.
Right, it's the same rule for all ます verbs.
いる is technically a class 2 verb, but the negative is irregular.The negative form of いる is simply いない.
With the negative form, you can just use the same structure we just learned.
Here's the sentence structure. Person plus が いない。
Right. Can we hear some sample sentences?
Sure. In the dialogue, Madoka said, 今ちょっといません。
Right now, he's actually not here.
In response, Ken's father said, いないの?
He's not there. We're switching back and forth between informal and formal forms here, so let's review all the forms together really quickly. Informal Japanese followed by formal Japanese.
いる and います.
There is or I have.
いない and いません.
There isn't or I don't have.
Okay, now it's time for you to practice.
You're talking about members of your family. You want to say, I have a cousin. How would you say it? Here's a hint. The word for cousin is いとこ. And the answer is?
いとこがいる.
I have a cousin or I have cousins.
いとこ can refer to one cousin or many cousins.
Right, as Japanese has no plural, as I'm sure you're aware. Okay, on to the next question. How would you say, I have a pet? Here's a hint. The word for pet, which is really easy, is petto. And the answer is?
Petto ga iru.
I have a pet, or I have pets. Now, how about if you don't have a pet? How would you say that? And the answer is?
Petto ga inai.
Listeners, please practice iru and inai by telling us about your family in the comments.
Yes, that's a great way to practice.
We'll be waiting and correct every comment that we receive and reply.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Until next time.
じゃあまた。
はい、赤木です。
あ、まどかちゃん。ケントの父です。ケントいる?
今、ちょっと、いません。
いないの?どこにいるの?
学校にいます。サッカーの練習中です。
あ、なるほど。じゃあ、ケントの携帯に電話するね。
はい、お願いします。